You know, Time's Up does a lot of stuff to make the city more sustainable. We also do these bike rides, and we also let people know that, like, our space, you know, the parks, our streets, and our gardens are our space. And, you know, there's always this struggle in such a big city between, you know, the corporations and the public. So, you know, they're in what's called a bonus plaza, which means the building got to build higher to use, and then they built this park, and that's where they are. So it's really great that they're there, because it's also about public space, which Southern Ridge did. But as far as sustainability, we've been trying to nudge them since the beginning, before they had committees. You know, now they're starting to break into different committees, which is great. And we're very strong Time's Up on a lot of the committees, but mostly the sustainability committee. So we've started doing daily compost with some of these trailers that we made right here in the Brooklyn space, where we take the compost to community gardens. We're also starting to do bike repair workshops where they're coming here, or we're doing on-site workshops, and we're trying to look for a space down there as well. And another program that we're doing is trying to wean them off this gas-powered generator that they're using. And we have a prototype of a bicycle-powered electrical generating device, which is there now. And today, actually, we're making a second one, and we're trying to raise money to get 11 of these. Once we feel we have 11 of these, they can become more sustainable. So there's so many ways they could become more sustainable. Obviously, the bathroom and the showers and all those things are also something, but we're not working on those yet, but hopefully soon.
What's the connection between the environmental movement, sustainability, and what's going on at Occupy Wall Street?
That's a good question. And, you know, right now, Time's Up is pretty focused, and we've always been focused, but Occupy Wall Street is still trying to figure out where they're about, where they're going, and they're all doing it in a, you know, a very big democratic process, or an open process, a general assembly, they call it. So they're breaking up into committees. They're actually trying to go for spokes right now, which I hear there's some discussion about spokes. So we're pretty much know what we're doing, Time's Up. They're new. So we're trying to influence them in a positive way. We're also doing late night dance rides. We're doing other events, you know, trying to make it all so fun. You know, our general thing with workshops and stuff along with them. And there's several other programs which I don't even know about. But we have so many volunteers. They're down there on a daily basis, a lot of them. I know a lot of them started helping early with the press and the video as well, which is like one of their strong points.
And last question, where do you see this movement going in the next, in the coming weeks or months?
You know what, a lot of Time's Up people have a lot of experience and done stuff pretty much all over the world. And we were talking about it the other day. And even the press that we had there, we had some reporters from the press, and it was Time's Up people. And we were just all talking. And everybody pretty much agreed that no one has ever seen anything like this. No one has any idea where it's going. And it's just impossible, because when you go to demonstrations around the world, which I have, and, you know, you know how long it's going to last. You usually know that the cops are going to arrest people on the last day. You know what changes you might make or you might not make. This is a whole different baby. You know, this is something that no one's ever seen. They're using live media on a daily basis. They're occupying a place, and it's spreading like wildfire all over the U.S. and now kind of all over the world. So it's something that no one knows where it's going. And if people actually say, well, I know where it's going, I would think you'd have to question it, because there's been nothing like this. You know, this isn't like a Seattle or WTO or a Critical Mass or a community garden event. I mean, this is a different structure event, and no one's really seen anything like this. And even I can't say, you know, I've had crazy experience, you know, going, like I said before, and I have no idea. And I think a lot of people have no idea. But it seems to be a positive thing, that's for sure. I mean, people are standing up, and, you know, one thing that we have a problem with in New York City is we don't have the right to free speech and to assemble. And I think we're seeing that that's a big issue now. And that was an issue that both the president and Hillary Clinton spoke about, that, you know, when these things happened overseas, that was the first thing they jumped on, that people need to have the right to free speech and assemble. And it's really great now. It's being turned around, and we're seeing that. So I'm hoping, and I think a lot of people are hoping, that at least we get that right. Because sometimes, you know, as we do today, we were teaching people all day long how to use tools. We just finished our workshop. To get the job done, to get any job done, you need the right tools. And what's lacking in America, especially in New York City, is the tools to demonstrate, the tools to have free speech, the tools to march on the street. New York City, even though it's been having all these great rallies, they still haven't been able to march on the street. They're still marching on the sidewalk. So until they can get that street, until they can get the right to demonstrate, you know, it's going to be a lot harder to get anything they want. So hopefully we can just get those tools that we need to get change made in the future.